You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
We're a week into the regular season, and we're taking a look at the state of a lot of teams, including the Houston Astros. I am Allison Footer, standing here with Brian McTaggart, not on the phone. So, Brian, let's talk about, first of all, Evan Gattis came off of the disabled list today as we're taping this, and he's started the season on the disabled list, and now he's back. So what can we expect to see from him?
Well, I think we'll see what he did last year. Occasional power, game-changing power. And when he gets hot, he can carry the club for a few days. And, you know, he did lead the team in homers and RBIs last year. You know, he did have his problems with strikeouts and not getting on base maybe at a high enough clip. Also led them in triples, by the way, with 11. So I don't know if we'll see that again, but you know, he's going to be a presence in the lineup, and we've seen through the first week with this lineup, they have a lot of power, and 1 through 9, anybody can do some damage. So adding Gattis now just makes him that much more dangerous. He hit a couple of homers in Corpus Christi, so he's a big, strong guy with a big bat, and I think he'll get most of the starts at DH, I think. It's be hard to sit Preston Tucker with the way he's swinging the bat, so I think AJ's just going to have to find a way to mix and match with Tucker, Gattis, and try to keep him as fresh as they can.
Was this about the amount of time that they thought Gattis was going to be out, about missing about a week of the season? Was that the timetable?
No, I think it's a little longer. He had surgery just before spring training, and I think it was 4 to 6 weeks. So we're close to 2 months. So, you know, they took it easy with him. Sports hernia surgery. So they took it easy with him. They did have Tucker, which they're comfortable giving Tucker at bat. So they did have other options. And, you know, another thing is to consider catching. And Evan just said that he's going to start doing some catching drills, and I think we will see him in a game at catcher at some point this year. And, you know, that's something that AJ wants to keep alive. So he didn't do any of that in spring training. And that's something they wanted him to do all through spring training, so that set him back a little bit as well.
On a much less significant note, he seems to have shaven not only the beard, but his head too. Is he just a big cue ball right now?
He is. There's a little bit of stubble coming back, and I think his quote was, "I got tired of looking at that nasty mustache in the mirror." But when he left to go on rehab, he had mutton chops and a mustache, and then to see him clean shaven on the video clip was kind of shocking. So never know what you're going to get with him.
You think Dallas Keuchel will maybe be next?
You know, Keuchel has always said at some point he's going to shave the beard for charity, so it would be really shocking to see him without it now. But, there was a time when he was fresh-faced and cleanly shaved, too, and that's kind of hard to remember.
I remember when he got called up, and then he better check with the marketing people before he shaved that thing.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so moving on to Tyler White. It's just so much fun because Tyler White and Trevor Story were respective players of their league, players of the week. Not rookies, but players. So the only reason that maybe the country isn't talking about Tyler White is because we're split. Everyone's splitting, and some are talking about Trevor Story. But how can we possibly explain what this young man has done in a week's worth of Major League games?
You can't really. And, you know, you look at his track record and his numbers in the minor leagues, and you're like, well, he's got to come up here and prove it. And he comes out of the bat, he's 12 for 22. And you're like, okay, he can do it here too. You know, he's going to have some trouble somewhere down the line, and he's going to have his struggles and probably be benched. But I think he just keeps things simple. You talk to him, he doesn't overcomplicate things, and he puts the bat on the ball. AJ talked about things like swinging at good strikes, not complicating things, good ball to bat skills, and it's just the basics of hitting. And he doesn't chase a lot of pitches, and he's got surprising pop. I mean, he hit a couple of monster home runs, and I really didn't think we'd see that kind of pop from him. And lo and behold, he's got 3 home runs already. So just a great story, and it will be interesting to see as the season goes along. He's hitting the ball up the middle a lot. Are people going to start shifting on him? How's he going to adjust to that? So he's got work to do, but it's been a fun story so far.
Yeah, it seems like even though, I mean, the Astros are a little bit below 500, it doesn't matter. It's just a week's worth of games. But we've seen a lot of what we think we're going to see. I mean, Carlos Correa has had, obviously, a nice start to the season. Jose Altuve stealing a lot of bases. Colin McHugh, as you noted, his ERA dropped about 120 points with a very good outing against the Royals. So I was just wondering, it was mostly, I think, because of the cold weather why his first start wasn't very good. But you do have it in the back of your mind. You're like, oh, my goodness, you know, is this the start of something? He shut down one of the most potent offenses in the league. That had to make everybody feel a little better.
Yeah, it was a sigh of relief. And I think you can just, that first start at Yankee Stadium, I think just push it aside. It was an aberration. I mean, I think it was close to 40 degrees at first pitch, and it was hard to grip the ball. But that was the Colin McHugh against the Royals that we saw and should expect. So I know a lot of people were ready to push the panic button after one start. But McHugh's going to be fine. And, yeah, I think what we've seen from the Astros a weekend is what they are. They're going to score a lot of runs. And they're going to hit a lot of home runs, and they're not striking out as much as last year. Chris Carter's not here, of course, but the lineup is longer and it's tougher, and Gattis back's just going to make it that much tougher.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about what AJ was saying, AJ Hinch, after the game as we're recording this last night. Happy to be home, but not only to be home, but to be in a routine of night games where everybody can kind of start doing their thing that they're going to be doing throughout the regular season. The first road trip was just crazy with rainouts, day games, freezing cold weather. So they can kind of settle in, I guess, now.
Yeah, they got a week to unpack their luggage, catch their breath. Even going back, you know, they went to Mexico for two games, came back to Florida for only two games, had to come to Minute Maid for two games. Then they go on the road, delayed, cold weather, like you said. They land in Milwaukee and it's snowing. You're like, what is going on? So here they are at home for a week, all the night games. Just, you know, baseball's a routine-based sport, so these guys are going to be able to get in a routine, show up at the ballpark same time every day. And we saw Monday night how much more comfortable they are at home, especially with the big crowd. So, you know, there's something to be said for that. The Astros' home record was 53-28 last year, so they're obviously way better at home than they are on the road. And they played their best game of the year in their first home game, and that's no coincidence.
It was kind of cool. Let's talk just a little. I mean, we're both obviously based in Houston, and we were here at opening day. Astros begged and reminded fans to wear orange, and I think everybody had orange. It's so cool when you have a standard color as your team's colors, because for 10 years or whatever it was with brick red, you can't just go out and get your brick red. Now it's like orange is that primary color, and that was a very cool sight at the ballpark.
Yeah, it was. It started in the playoffs last year. They had some big orange outs. And yeah, you can't really have a brick red out. It just doesn't work the same. You have to have those orange tops that the players wear when they're playing. I mean, they're so vibrant, and they won both games on the road wearing their own orange tops. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a color, you know, it represents their history, and it's a color the fans can really get behind. And I think it was a great sight. I think we'll see a lot more orange in the ballpark this year. It'll be a lot of fun.
Okay, Brian McTaggart, I call him Tags. Thank you very much. Catch up with you next week.
Okay, thanks.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.